Revelation 1:3, it says, "Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near." I'm here with a good friend of mine, Jim Komasinski. You don't mind saying your full name? And here's the person who took it to heart and studied for years the book of Revelation, and now for years he's been teaching it. So, Jim, can you give us some information about what you do?
Okay, well, I've been doing a weekly Bible study now for about 9 years, and that's very true. I found that verse to be very true. Mm-hmm. I found that the Lord actually has brought blessings. Mm-hmm. Not at first, though. It was after diligently studying it, week after week, month after month, that I would have a question that would come up in my mind as I study it, and I'd pray about it and so forth, and I'd sort of leave it on the shelf, and over the years, I would find that the Lord would give me answers. Mm-hmm. I sometimes refer to it as revelation by McDonald's, because I'd be sitting in a restaurant sometimes, okay, and I would get an answer, you know, and I definitely found that verse to be true. But I'd say the biggest answer I got so far is the scope of the book of Revelation. You know, it's interesting that at the beginning of the book, we see Jesus revealed as the Alpha and the Omega. And at the end of the book, we see him also revealed as the Alpha and the Omega. And it's like he's the bookends of the book. But it's bigger than that, because he's the bookends of all creation. He was there before the universe, and he's going to be there at the end of the universe.
Yeah. Now, there are not a lot of Bible study or people who actually tackle the book of Revelation. So throughout the years of teaching this, what have you found out? What was your observation as far as the people who stuck to it, the people who come, and the people who go, and the blessings along the way?
Well, I think it depends on God, really. People have been in the class for years, and others, they come for a few months. And I know God blesses them, regardless of whether they stick through it or not. And you might think, well, in a few months, you ought to be able to cover the whole book of Revelation. And I'm just amazed. You can't. It's just, there's too much in it. And I found it's not what people think. The book of Revelation is not about all this disaster. It is the book of greatest hope in the entire Bible, because it has God's master plan for his universe.
Mm-hmm. I see. So, greater hope. A lot of people now are, you know, with the economy and the gas being so high now. So what is one thing that you would leave the people who are listening this? What's the hope, and what's the encouragement based on the book of the Revelation?
Well, I think it comes from advice Jesus gave, and he said, as the times start to look more perilsome and troublesome, he said, look up, because something's coming that is the greatest redemption the world will have ever seen. The kingdom of God is coming in great majesty and power. And instead of looking at all of this harm that might be coming, we need to get our attention off of that. And Jesus said, watch. And he didn't mean watch the trouble. He meant watch for the kingdom and watch for him and his return. And when he comes back, there's going to be an establishment of a new world like mankind hasn't been able to dream about for years.
Revelation 11:15. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. God bless you.